Hello, and welcome to the Blog You Want and the Time You Have podcast, the show that empowers you to stop making excuses to not blog and realize the potential of content marketing. I'm your host, Scott Winteroth, co-founder of ContentAcademy.com. I invite you to join me each episode for actionable strategies for elevating your blog to the next level and hear from other content rock stars who will share with you exactly what keeps them on task so you can stop wishing for success and start living to your fullest potential. Ready? 3, 2, 1, publish. Well, hello, and welcome to the Blog You Want and the Time You Have podcast. It's Scott here, and I wanted to take a little bit to talk about an important topic, how to bounce back from an extended break. A little timely for me, I actually just took a vacation last week and had some time to sort of think about things. You know how that goes. I had some more space in my life. I didn't have to do my daily routine, and I wanted to sort of compile some thoughts I had in terms of how to deal with breaks. I mean, let's face it, we're all human. And when you're a content creator, some of you are blogging daily, some of you are blogging weekly, some of you are looking to figure out what type of blogging schedule you're trying to do. And at the end of the day, we're all busy, we're human, and ultimately, we all need a break. No doubt about that. So for me, breaks are required. That's one thing I've learned. Over the years, I've tried various different types of blogging scenarios from weekly blogging. I blogged daily, actually, for a couple of months as sort of an experiment, and it was a really eye-opening sort of lesson, which I'm going to share in a future podcast episode soon. But ultimately, to me, when you blog often, especially if you're doing it very well, you are prone to burnout. And burnout is something that if you have never experienced, it's a place you don't really ever want to be. And if you have experienced, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's just really hard to recover from burnout. And there are days and times and sometimes weeks where you're like, I just don't want to do anything. I want nothing to do with this. And if you're into blogging and you want to be a successful at blogging, you know that blogging, creating content, content marketing, content strategy is a long game. It's something that takes a lot of tedious work. And a lot of planning, a lot of creation, a lot of rubber meets the road type stuff. And ultimately, it won't pay off quickly until you have put a lot of time into getting it started. So that's where we need to talk about taking breaks. You have to make breaks for creating content. And that might mean taking a vacation. That might mean not posting for a while. I know some of you have talked about scheduling content while you're away, so content still posts. And that's probably a fantastic thing to do in terms of creating content on a regular scheduled basis, is to always have something go out. Maybe you have a queue of blog posts that are ready and, you know, willing and ready to sort of be released to the world even when you're on vacation. Or you can frankly simply just take a break. And I think that's okay. We're all human. Your readers would understand. What's not good is when you take a break and then you fall off the bandwagon completely. And heck, I've done that before myself. You have to be very careful when it comes to breaks. One thing that I highly recommend that you should consider if you are taking a break, for example, on a vacation, or maybe you're taking a seasonal break. For example, maybe you are blogging daily or blogging weekly and you decide that you want to take off the summer months because it's a time of rest, a time of reflection, a time of family time, and you want to take the summer months off, or academic calendar, whatever, or maybe a Christmas break, or a holiday break, a New Year's break. Those are all very valid times of the year to think about taking a break, and ultimately, a lot of people are sort of like already kind of like your listeners or your readers are probably taking a break as well. Just obviously depends on your strategy. For some of you, that may apply. For some, it may not. So think about when you will take breaks, first and foremost. Think about when you will take breaks, and also take time to set a return date, a hard return date. So, for example, I knew I was going to be on vacation, and I knew since I didn't have a interview set up to post, I wanted to make sure that I had some type of content to go out when I return. And that's what this podcast is. You have to get yourself back on the bandwagon once you take a break. That is definitely one thing you should definitely consider when you want to bounce back from a break. The next thing is use this break time as really time to prep. If you are taking a vacation, if you are just taking a break from doing your blogging or your content creation or your podcasting, whatever, use this time to prep. Use this time to do some introspection and think about what are you doing worked? What are you doing? What were you doing that wasn't working for you or for your listeners? And what could you do better? Now, I'm not saying you should work on your vacation, but ultimately, if you are anything like me, I'm always thinking about the stuff, no matter if I'm on vacation or if I'm not on vacation. So to me, when I'm on vacation, I use that opportunity to sort of prepare my mind and prepare my thoughts, and sometimes even take journal notes to sort of straighten out some ideas that I've had in my head. And, you know, it's like I get a lot of really great ideas in the shower. And ultimately, that's because you have, like, you don't have a computer distraction, you don't have a cell phone distraction, you're not necessarily, like, in quote-unquote full-on production mode. And when you have that sort of space in your mind, you are able to take that and really turn that into something productive, to think about maybe a bigger thing that's on your mind, or come up with a new idea that's going to sort of pivot your strategy in a new great way. So I like to think of vacations like that as well, and use that time to basically think about what's working, what's not, and what could you do better. Fortunately for me, my wife, who I love dearly, her parents live in a rather rural part of Ohio. So when we go at Christmas time and when we go during a little summer getaway, I usually have some time away from the computer because the internet there is very slow and sometimes unreliable. No fault to my in-laws, but ultimately that's what I get. And in some ways it's a good thing because it gets me off of my computer and it gets me the time to think and reflect. And then ultimately, one thing that I want to talk about that's really the sort of key takeaway, if you are on an extended break, or maybe the break was not like intentional, maybe you've fallen off your blogging or you've fallen off of your podcasting or content creation goals, and you want to get back into it, just do it. You know, just get back onto routine. You know, don't be so hard on yourself. Sometimes it's best just to say, you know what, it happened, and now here I am getting back on the bandwagon. Just do it. Ultimately, chances are your followers will be more grateful that you're back at doing it rather than being like, where were you, blah, 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 blah. You know, more importantly, just get back on it, start doing it, because you never know who you are going to reach after you start blogging again or after you start creating content again. And though that's really who you're doing it for. The people who follow you already are super important and you appreciate them, but ultimately they will love you either way. It's sort of like your family. They'll love you either way, no matter what you decide. The people that you want to reach are the new people, and you're not going to reach new people if you don't start creating more content. So enjoy your summer vacations. Take time off to make a break. Schedule breaks. In fact, I actually recommend scheduling seasons of podcast seasons of content, whether it's a blog or podcast, in terms of really going at it for maybe a couple months and then taking a month off. Or I think a few of the podcasters who I've interviewed, which I think are, I'm thinking, for example, Patrick, patricksplace.com, he recommends giving yourself a little bit of a queue. So if you have three or four posts in your queue, if you will, or three or four posts ready to schedule to go out, then you can sometimes take a day or two off because you have stuff going out consistently if you're daily blogging or weekly blogging, whatever. And use this batch process or batch creation time. Maybe you sit down on a Saturday and you crank out three or four posts in one day. If you can do that, or that's the type of content you want to create, then batch create and then get yourself scheduled up for a month or a week or a day, whatever works best for you. And use this opportunity to really sit down and schedule, create the type of blog content publishing calendar you want to follow, and do that in accordance to the goals and the accomplishments you want to achieve. And that's it for this episode. Be sure to tune in to our next episode, which will be a fantastic interview with someone really special. I'm just going to tease it right now. I'm excited. I will bring it. I will tell you who that person is when we get to the episode, but I know it's somebody who I have admired for a long time, and he has a lot of great information to share. As always, thank you for listening. Please subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcatcher service, such as Apple Podcasts or Google Play. And if you have any feedback, feel free to hit me up at hello@contentacademy.com. And we'd love to hear what you have to say. This episode is sponsored by contentacademy.com. Learn about an exciting and rewarding career in content strategy and apply for the 10-week Applied Content Strategy course at contentacademy.com.